And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After a third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces raged Monday in the capital, the UN says more than 185 people have been killed, more than 1,800 injured.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.
As Reuters' Angela Johnston reports, world players like those in the West have a great stake in what's happening in Sudan.
Western powers, including the U.S., had swung behind a transition towards democratic elections following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. After a military coup in 2021, they suspended financial support and backed a plan for a new transition and a civilian government.
Thank you very much.
Western powers also fear the potential for a Russian base on the Red Sea, which Sudanese military leaders have expressed openness to.
It's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Group of seven foreign ministers vowed to intensify sanctions against Russia over its war in Ukraine as they wrapped up their meeting hosted by Japan Tuesday. They said that they remain committed to intensifying sanctions against Russia, coordinating and fully enforcing them, saying that there could be no impunity for war crimes and other atrocities, such as Russia's attacks on civilians and critical civilian infrastructure. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top Ukrainian official says it's only a matter of time before his country's military achieves the necessary preparedness to launch its counteroffensive against Russian troops. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
The Secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council tells the AP the country's allies are helping Ukraine acquire the necessary equipment to launch the attack, delivering heavy armored vehicles and ammunition. But Alexei Danilov also expressed frustration that allied officials sometimes promise one thing and do a completely different one. While he didn't elaborate, President Volodymyr Zelensky in his nightly address noted delays in the delivery of promised weapons cost the lives of Ukrainian soldiers. Danilov says Ukraine will not start any offensive unprepared, and while stopping short of confirming the Patriot air defense system promised by the U.S. has arrived, he says that Ukraine's current weapon stockpiles will be enough to curb Russia. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is back at work. ABC's Ed Donahue tells us more.
Very happy to be back.
Almost 6 weeks ago, the 81-year-old McConnell fell at a Washington-area hotel, fracturing a rib and injuring his head. McConnell got extensive treatment for a concussion.
This wasn't the first time that being hard-headed has served me very well.
McConnell is expected to work a full schedule in the Senate this week.
It's important business for Congress to tackle. We should be working to undo this administration's mistakes.
4 years ago, Mitch McConnell tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky, causing a shoulder fracture that required surgery. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Justice Department officials say two men have been arrested on charges that they helped establish a secret police station in New York City on behalf of the Chinese government. Officials separately announced charges against roughly three dozen members of China's national police, accusing them of creating and using fake social media accounts to locate and harass dissidents in the United States. The cases are part of a series of Justice Department prosecutions aimed at disrupting Chinese government efforts to target Chinese dissidents, including those promoting pro-democracy views. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is pledging to pass legislation to raise the nation's debt ceiling, but only if coupled with a cap on future federal spending. Voting could come as soon as next week. In a speech Monday at the New York Stock Exchange, a Republican leader lashed out at U.S. President Joe Biden for refusing to engage in budget-cutting negotiations to prevent a debt crisis. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.